The State Peer Committee issued their report on Monday. We're following with two reports, one that we addressed a year ago but did not release because Peer Committee was doing their work, and the Office of Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Education asked that our office go in on their behalf. And until all of this was completed, we didn't release these reports. Today, we're releasing those reports, and we're specifying exactly what the contract problems, what the management problems are, why the State Board of Education has some real issues they've got to address, and ultimately, depending on our investigations, they may have some personal financial liability they own to the taxpayers and to the students of the state of Mississippi. It all depends on what we find as we work through these invoices that appear to be split, as well as the deliverables. And some of these contracts that were paid for, there may not have been anything that the taxpayers received in return.